from the Colleen Barrett School of Common Sense. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Colleen Barrett is our president emeritus. She's seen a lot, and she knows a lot about customer service. Now, this is the continuation of an interview that was first released on June 24th, and, well, it's just more of a good thing. In part of Colleen's answer, she mentions Jim Ruppel as one of our original customer relations employees. He is now our vice president of customer relations and Rapid Rewards, and yes, he still has his hair and a mustache. Just listen, it'll make sense. The person asking the question is Brian Lusk from Communication.
Although you've never worked as a ticket agent or a flight attendant, you have this amazing ability to know what they're thinking and know what their stresses are. Where's that come from?
You know, I think it probably comes, I don't know really, but I think it comes from leading a pretty stressful life myself. I didn't have the happiest of upbringings, although I had a lot of love and I enjoyed the good parts and didn't so enjoy the bad parts. But my mother always taught me. I come from a very poor family, not particularly a role model father in terms of behavior or values or attitude. And my mom just stressed with me all the time that somebody always had it worse than you did, or than I did. And she also stressed with me that you must be respectful, particularly respectful of your elders, that you must be kind and think kind thoughts about people, that you shouldn't judge others. And all of that has to do with customer service. And she taught me, I mean, she didn't have these words. This was more by her example, but she taught me, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. You know, and just because of my own personal little family life episodes, I learned those lessons very quickly. So I could, you know, sometimes children see more than adults ever see. And I could see at a very early age who I thought was being truthful about things and who wasn't. And so it just kind of stayed with me. When I first started working with the Department of Two Customer Relations Department, which it was when I took it over, poor Jim Ruppel, it's a wonder he has any hair left on his head or any mustache on his face, because he almost pulled them out root by root because I drove him crazy, because I had such a big heart. You know, I just believed anything anybody told me. Well, it took Jim about 3 months to teach me something that I didn't realize, and that is that when people want something, they might not always tell 100% the truth. So I had to learn that. On the other hand, one thing that I taught Jim, and he would tell you this, is there's always two sides to every story. And Jim had been raised, basically, that everything was by the book and everything was black and white. He didn't even know what the word gray meant. Well, I love the word gray. And I'm the type of person that believes you seek forgiveness. You don't go ask permission first, just seek forgiveness. And I've played that dumb broad a lot of times and very successfully when I knew it was the right thing to do. And so that's where I got to the point, and today I bet you that 95 to 98% of the time, I am right when I read a customer's letter, and I know whether the customer is telling the truth or exaggerating the story. And this is not a braggadocious thing, it's just a statement of fact. I can get sincerity. I don't anymore, but when I was really basically going over every letter for approval that customer relations was sending out, I never ordered anybody what they had to answer, but I would often say, I wouldn't answer it this way, and here's why. So I would say, I guarantee you, if we send this letter out, they're going to come back at you and tell you that this is not factually correct. And they'd say, how do you know that? I'd just say, I know. And honestly, every time I told them, they'd come back with more facts. They did. So it's just, I think that's pretty inborn.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.